a lot of times the biggest of fights and brawls and riots are based upon drugs, unpaid drug debt, just all these things. And it's very technical how they run it. It's the drugs get in there. You can't exchange cash, so you're supposed to have somebody on the streets go to somebody else and pay them for what you're doing. And so if that doesn't happen, then all of a sudden there's this large amount of tension, and that's like when the biggest like race wars explode. But I mean, there's several different reasons. It's stupidest things like territory, like a dumb, where your tables were in the day room where you're supposed to hang out. And it's like, okay, at one point the dominating group got the best areas closest to the television and more phone use than everybody else, and periodically there's a power struggle. And once that happens, everybody's involved, and it turns into a riot. It's a riot situation. It's locked down. The cops come in with batons and rubber bullets and pepper spray, and they try to contain it that way. But sometimes it's just the dumbest thing. It's just two people with a disagreement that didn't follow the rules as far as like intermingling between groups they're not supposed to, and then they get mad at each other. All it takes is these, you know, two people to see two people from opposing groups get into it. They make a call, and all of a sudden, it just within seconds, you just see people descending from everywhere, and it just turns into chaos immediately. It's pretty crazy in there.